You can stay. The rest of you. I used to play in a beat combo back in the 60s. with an insyllable name, which you had to have in those days. Very important, late 60s, could have a lot of syllables. Music was less important, but image was everything. And I suppose it still is. Things don't change much, do they? Those wacky young people today, that young Kylie Minogue, those nice Pet Shop Boys, they're just doing what we did, basically. Getting the image right first and, do the music, when you can. Anyway, as I was saying, yes, I did. I was there. Bothering for Confusion. That was the name of our band. Bothering for Confusion. 8 syllables, not bad. And we used to do lots of sort of stuff, songs and things. This is one of them we used to do. It's a traditional tune. Don't leave. and the words were written by Seamus Heaney, very famous Irish poet. And it's a kind of ghost story.
Said to me, my parents won't mind, and my father won't slight you for your lack of kind. And she laid her hand on me, and as she did say, it will not be long, Lord, until our wedding day. She moved through the fair, and finally I watched her move here and move there. And then she went onward with one star awake, like the swan in the evening lights over the night she came to me, my dear love came in, and so softly she came that her feet made no din. she laid her hand on me, and as she did say, oh, it will not be long until our wedding day.
Guitars around the walls are free. If anyone would like to just take one home with them, that's fine. It's all been cleverly managed. In fact, there's a number a little later on. Now, you all know Michael rowed the boat ashore, don't you? We should all to grab a guitar. We're going to have a good old-fashioned hootenanny, okay? Thank you very much, thank you for listening. I hope it's the sort of thing you're expecting when you came. You know, the right night and everything like that. Expecting it. What night's Barry Moon, aren't you? Oh, it's next Thursday. Don't miss out. This is a very cynical sort of song, I suppose, really, but... well, it's a sort of a pop song, you know, every now and then I think, well, I might as well have a go and try and write one. Because you make lots of money, can't you? But, so I sort of have a go. They always end up as incredibly cynical, I think. It's bad attitude or something. It's about the guy gets out of prison. I always picture the kind of the sort of James Cagney figure, you know, at the end of the film, he's up on the prison roof, you know, hiding behind the water tower and Pat O'Brien is the priest trying to talk him down.
Calm down, Dutch, it's hopeless. Calm down with your hands off.
Or worse than that, in fact. He dies, you know, it's very true. Anyway.